on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A group caring for the homeless say those without homes or roofs over their head have little to celebrate. Today marks exactly 30 years since South Africa's first democratic elections in 1994. The National Homeless Network says three decades into democracy, many homeless people don't have access to basic human rights, such as an identity document. Simpiwe Khoza, an activist from the network, says homeless people also deserve a seat at the table.
There's a stigma against them. People do not understand that they are also a part of social society.
And the Department of Water and Sanitation says the country's cities will have to improve their wastewater systems if they want to keep up with the supply demand. Director General Sean Phillips says the country has already used up 75% of the available opportunities to capture surface water through dams. He says South Africans will have to learn to use water more sparingly.
We don't want to have a situation where water becomes a constraint to economic growth in the way that electricity has become a constraint to economic growth. And in order to avoid that, we need to do all of these things simultaneously. Diversify the water mix, use water more sparingly, and still exploit the remaining opportunities for capturing water.
And abroad, the UN says Israel has left 37 million tons of debris in the Gaza Strip. A senior UN member, Per Lodhammer, told a briefing in Geneva that it could take more than 14 years to remove the rubble. Lodhammer says the coastal territory of 2.3 million people has been stripped to a wasteland. Recapping your top story this hour, a group caring for the homeless says those without homes or a roof over their head have little to celebrate. Today marks exactly 30 years since South Africa's first democratic elections in 1994. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.